Music, dance, and theater. Where can music be heard?
Music is around us for all our lives. Mothers sing lullabies to their babies. Music and singing are taught in kindergartens and schools, and a lot of children play some musical instrument in music schools. Piano is especially popular. Others learn to play some woodwind instrument, flutes, trumpets, clarinets, or oboes. Gifted children participate in recitals and shows, presenting their skills and learning to combat stage fright, which is often more difficult than it might seem. How does taste change as people grow old?
Teenagers often play the guitar, electric guitar, keyboard, and percussion instruments. Many of them dream of having their own band and becoming famous. Strings, violin in particular, have gained more popularity recently because of young and popular artists such as Vanessa May or the Czech player Pavel Sporzel. What is music like in the city and in the village?
People listen to music on various radio stations or buy cassettes and CDs, which have by now completely occupied the position of vinyl records. Towns and villages are full of music as well. In cities, there are numerous concert halls, jazz, blues, and rock clubs, dance cafes, and discos. As regards villages, concerts of classical music are held in churches. Another popular event is village parties with local bands playing. What famous composers do you know?
Ludwig van Beethoven and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart are probably the best known ones. Other world-famous composers include Joseph Haydn, Friedrich Chopin, Johann Sebastian Bach, Richard Wagner, Tchaikovsky, or Sibelius. In Czech history, there have also been quite a few important composers, such as Smetana, Dvořák, or Janáček. Can you dance? And what kind of dances do you know?
I dance quite well, as 2 years ago, me and my school friends went to dance lessons. We were taught classical dances like polka or waltz. I now find it useful when I attend dance balls in the winter. What we were also taught was rumba, samba, tango, and some more Latin American dances, though I can't dance them anymore. What is theater like?
When going to the theater, people wear festive clothes, and tickets are bought in advance. Seats are divided into the stalls, balcony, or boxes. The program brochure contains the date of the first or opening night, cast or the names of the choreographer and set and costume designers. Whenever actors give a live performance, the atmosphere is much better, as each show is different in details and thus unique. During intervals or intermissions, when the curtain drops and the sets are being changed, the audience may use the toilet, have some refreshments, or just talk about the performance with friends. What theater genres are there, and who are the target groups?
There are various theater genres, such as puppet shows, tragedies, comedies, musicals, or historical drama. In my view, traditional theaters such as ballet, operas, operettas, and concerts of classical music are especially popular with older generations, whereas our generation is mostly attracted to musicals. I have seen a few myself and I really like them. Not only voices and acting skills, but also choreography and sets were splendid. Do you know any theaters in London?
In the London West End, there are lots of theaters. The most popular are the National Theatre or the Royal Shakespeare Company. Covent Garden or the Barbican are other cultural places. Covent Garden used to be a marketplace. Now it's a center of entertainment with many street buskers. The Mousetrap by Agatha Christie is the longest running show in the world. It has been on play in London continuously since 1952.